From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An upset Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu summoned the U.S. ambassador to talk about the U.S. abstention in a U.N. Security Council resolution opposing Jewish settlements. After the U.N. vote, Mr. Netanyahu spoke to reporters.
Over decades, American administrations and Israeli governments have disagreed about settlements. But we agreed that the Security Council was not the place to resolve this issue. We knew that going there would make negotiations harder and drive peace further away. And as I told John Kerry on Thursday, friends don't take friends to the Security Council.
Friday's resolution calls on Israel to immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory, and that includes East Jerusalem. It says settlements there have no legal validity. Russian officials declared today a national day of mourning and said they are investigating every possible cause, including a terror attack, for the crash of a Russian military passenger plane that apparently killed all 92 people on board. Russian military says dozens of singers from the internationally acclaimed Alexandrov Ensemble, the official choir of the Russian armed forces, were on board. The plane was en route from Sochi, Russia, to Syria when it crashed into the Black Sea early on Sunday. Dozens of civilians have been killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu province. Hutu civilians were killed by suspected Nande militiamen in an apparent revenge attack. Hundreds of civilians have been killed in raids on villages since October of 2014. This is VOA News. At least two people were killed as Typhoon Noctin brought heavy rains and winds to Manila today. The typhoon made landfall Sunday evening on a remote island with gusts of winds up to 255 kilometers per hour. Noctin, also known as Nina, not only brought high winds but a storm surge, as we hear from the Manila Weather Service.
Storm surge naman or yung mga daluyong sa coastal areas, 2 to 2.5 meter dun sa mga areas under tropical cyclones warning 3 and 2.
Tens of thousands of residents were evacuated from coastal regions where forecasters warned that huge waves, floods, and landslides could occur. People in Chile living by the Arauco province coastal areas were evacuated as a powerful earthquake shook southern Chile on Sunday. U.S. Geological Survey put the quake's magnitude at 7.6 and said it struck about 1,300 kilometers south of the capital, Santiago. There were no reports of deaths, injuries, or heavy damage. Pope Francis Sunday called for peace in the Middle East during his Christmas address. He spoke specifically of Syria, where he said the people are tormented, such as Aleppo, where Christians expressed hope for peace after a months-long battle that forced rebels from their enclave. Displaced Iraqi Christians gathered to mark Christmas near Mosul, where Iraqi forces are battling Islamic State defenders. In Bethlehem, the birthplace of the Christian Messiah, security was tight as hundreds gathered at the Church of the Nativity and as Jews marked the festival Hanukkah. Menachem Shentov, rabbi of a Jewish congregation in Washington, spoke with VOA about Hanukkah.
The message of Hanukkah is actually a very universal one. It's the concept of even when there's a dark world, when there's evil around us, when things aren't so great, if we light one candle and we light a full menorah, and every night we light another one and another one and another one, it's the message that applies to everyone, that even a little bit of darkness can dispel, a little bit of light, sorry, can dispel a lot of darkness.
The annual Kwanzaa celebration gets underway the day and lasts for a week. It honors African heritage and the African-American culture throughout the Americas. Kwanzaa was created by Maulana Karenga and was first celebrated in the mid-1960s. George Michael, the English singer, songwriter, and record producer who rose to fame as a member of the group Wham, has died. He was 53. No cause of death was revealed, but police reported that he did not die under suspicious circumstances. It is reported that he died peacefully at his home in England on Christmas Day. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.